far as I can see now in the social distancing, you know, people are getting into my car, half of them don't wear masks. Well, I've heard a few of them down half me tread.
So you're a taxi driver and you've got to continue, you're an essential worker.
I am, yeah. So I just do whatever I can do. However I can make me money, I'm going to make it. If people don't want to wear a mask, you don't have to wear a mask.
And would you tell them to wear a mask? Well, you could if you wanted to.
You can tell them to wear a mask, but if they don't want to wear one, what can you do?
And you don't have to wear one if you don't want to, because it's your place of work.
It's my place of work, but I do wear a mask, because it's safety first. But if people get into the car and they don't want to wear one, that's their prerogative.
Because you would pick up every member of society, all ages, all groups, well, sick, you name it. So you are at risk, and your passengers are at risk too.
Of course we are, yeah. Everyone's at risk. Even going into a bank, you're going to a shop, you're at risk, but when you're in close proximity to someone in the car that's not wearing a mask, it's not really much of a help to you, is it?
And do you think we're doing enough to bring down the issue in Dublin? We're level 3+. Are we doing enough? Do you think we're limiting our friendship groups?
No, definitely not. No. From what I can see, I mean, I've been in pubs and people have been in pubs beside me and they've no social distancing, not wearing masks. The owners of the pubs aren't wearing masks. So it's going to happen everywhere. And people really aren't doing what they should be doing, what the government guidelines are. They're not doing it.
Like, I just saw a man spit publicly. I wanted to tell him off, and I thought, well, actually, I won't, because he could spit in my direction.
To confront a member of the public and not wearing a mask or someone spitting on the street, you're only just asking for trouble. You know, like, you really are asking for trouble. That's all you're asking for.
Are people taking cheap flights abroad? I mean, you would take the odd fare to the airport. Is it happening?
Oh, it's definitely happening, yeah. I can see it, yeah. Definitely. I've brought people to the airport in the last week or two that have been going to Spain, but they've been going, staying in their own properties. They're not really going, staying in big hotels. But people are going to take a flight. If the flight is cheap, they're going to take the advantage.
And even if the flight's expensive, they'll go if they can.
Yeah, if they don't care. If the flight's going to cost them £1,000, and then now the COVID's happening, and it's going to cost them £400, £500, they're going to take it. That's the area, yeah.
I think it's something we all have to do. We all have to take responsibility. I'm absolutely not tempted to get on a flight, because the repercussions of that could be a disaster. We've already heard cases where people have gone off in groups and come back and had the virus.
But saying that, if you go abroad, I mean, the COVID that's coming into the country, just 2% is from abroad, 98% is here.
Well, 2% is still 2% at the end of the day. And if I'm responsible for part of that 2%, that's not good, is it? So no, I will definitely not be partying. I have a new grandchild. I may lose seeing him again. We did not see him for months at the beginning of this.
How hard was that for you?
It was absolutely heartbreaking. Always wanted to be a grandparent, and he came along and we couldn't see him. But we respected the decisions and we stuck to the rules.
And then the months passed and you got to see him.
It was unbelievable, absolutely. It was like somebody coming from Australia, and he had changed so much. And it doesn't matter about Skype and video messages, when you actually, I just wanted to hold him, so it was wonderful.
And you got to hold him in the flesh?
I got to hold him in the flesh, and I didn't want to let him go. And I hope to God it's not going to come to the stage where this might have to happen again.
So you are limiting your contacts, as Neffert have asked. You are seeing less people, trying to do less journeys.
Absolutely. My son is actually a pilot, and we haven't been down to see him for quite some time, because again, we're, you know, respecting it. I mean, he is obviously...
He's an essential worker.
He's an essential worker, but having said that, you know, we don't want to give him anything or the other way around. So we have to respect that too.
And he can travel as part of his job description?
Oh, absolutely. He's actually, I think, exempt from quarantine. However, he is limiting his contacts. He's being responsible also.
So you are making big sacrifices?
Huge sacrifices, but we all have to do it.
And how long more can you do this for?
Till the 12th of never. That's what it feels like. But if we have to do it. We have to be responsible. We have to listen to the government. Not that I agree with everything that they decide, but I think the non-contact is the only way we're going to get through this. I wouldn't say upbeat, absolutely not upbeat, but I just try and make the best of every situation and just, you know, look forward to the little things that we can do again when it's all over.
I wouldn't risk going on holidays.
You wouldn't jump on a plane?
No, I wouldn't,
even
no.
For two for the price of one?
No.
A flight to the Mediterranean, no. To Spain for maybe €8?
No, I have two people at home with underlying serious health issues, so I wouldn't risk it.
And are you removing social contact? Are you actually trying to stay away from people's homes?
Yeah, I don't allow any visitors in my home. She has an underlying health issue, a serious one. I wouldn't allow people into the home.
And how are you feeling?
Not great at the moment, still ill.
I wouldn't go. I have parents to look after, so I wouldn't go without to put them at risk at all, do you know what I mean?
Do you think we all need to take some personal responsibility here?
I do personally,
yeah, definitely.
Nobody is. Don't blame the young. I just think people are getting fed up hearing the same thing over and over again every day. I think they need to stop going on the news and saying how many people there is. You know, we know what's going on, we know what's happening, but I just think they're going on too much about it, and I think people are just fed up listening about it.
And it's difficult though, isn't it? Because people are getting fed up. They're like, you know what, I'm going to have a secret party or...
Yes, that's what they're going to do because they're sick of listening to the same thing over and over again.
I really do think if they had to open the pubs, it would stop house parties.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. And like, keep that social distance.
So you think if the wet pubs were open, there's a bar across from us that's shut, so many pubs around the city are still shut, the ones that don't serve food. You think it would stop house parties?
Yeah, definitely it would.
But I think the young people are going to parties because they're fed up with it. And they do think they're not going to get it. I do think that, but they will get it. It's like anybody can get it.
Like someone's having a disco in their car at the moment. Is that the way to do it?
Yeah, I think so.
On your own, yes.
Nobody should be going away anywhere. And if anybody does go away, they shouldn't be allowed back into the country.
You think that strongly about it?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, pretty, pretty much so, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, I'm taking responsibility for everything. I've got elderly grandparents and parents, and you know, plus I work in the social welfare as well, so it's important to just watch your movements and just protect everyone else, you know.
So you're going to the gym, you're trying to protect your movements in there too?
Yeah, it's individual training, so it's social distancing, so it's just yourself and the trainer, and there's no contact with anybody else, so it's important for that as well.
So the pandemic has made it possible for you to have personal training. Do you have to pay a big fee for that?
Well, it's unlucky because I'm covered because I pay a yearly fee anyway. So, but with the training and stuff, I'm blessed with that because all the other gyms are closed and stuff. But with that one, you have your own pod. You just do your individual training. So.
And for you, fitness is important.
Yeah, absolutely. And this, it's great for the mind as well. You know.
No, I don't think anyone should go away. And it's very lonely for the elderly. Like myself, staying away from friends and family, just coming out to get a bit of shopping and back again.
So there's a little bit of action around here. For example, we've got the Garda helicopter up in the sky, and they're working away. But for you, do you feel lonely?
Yeah. I feel it's very lonely. There's nowhere. I wouldn't sit outside in this weather to have a cup of coffee anywhere.
So. You're not going to sit outside a cafe in the
rain
at the moment?
No, wouldn't sit outside. Just come out, get what I have to do my business and go back again. Yeah, I think they're doing enough, but I think they should be harder on the younger people.
Do you think young people care? Do you think they get it? Do you think they understand that you can't hug, you can't kiss, you can't have tomfoolery?
We were all young once. And it's very hard to get through, especially nowadays, what they have. And they have plenty of money, plenty of access to everything. Drink has never been as cheap as it is today. And they're young. And I'm not down on young people, don't get me wrong.
Well, I think young people think, well, it's not going to affect us.
Yeah, they think it's not going to affect them. And they can carry on and do what they do. I think, really think, and I'm not down on drink, but I think they should curtail what people are buying. They were going back to parties, bringing bottles of vodka and bottles of this back. It's not on. They're young and they don't think, they think that, oh no, it won't happen to me, it won't happen. It's for the elder, and it's not.
I wouldn't fancy going away this year. I'd wait till next year. I wanted to go away in August, but now I can't. Because look at the way it's spread. It's spreading like a wildfire. Because my wife is 36, she has empathy and COPD in our lungs and all.
So she's at massive risk, isn't she?
Yeah, my wife's very sick with our lungs and all.
So COVID could finish her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be gone.
I'd be gone.
Yeah. €58 and I go now.
So you would go to Spain if you could?
Yeah, of course I would.
Would you not worry about the risks?
Just wear a mask.
Same risk here as there
is
in Spain.
Same risk here as in Spain, yeah.
And are you limiting your social contacts with friends and family? Are you bringing down the numbers of people you hang out with?
Yeah. It's always just me and Hope together anyway. Would I get on a flight to Spain? Not a hope in hell, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't get on a flight?
No. Just your friend, that's it, that's who I say.
And nobody else?
No. You have people coming around and they're not even wearing the mask, so what did you expect? And then they're getting, and then it's knocking it up for everybody else in the country.
No, I think it needs a final lockdown to go back to the start.
You think we need a final lockdown, a big lockdown,
like we did at the start?
Like in March?
Yeah. Once a week I'd be lucky if I go out, because the fear of catching it.
So this is your weekly out and about?
Yep, getting a few messages and get my money to pay bills and that. Just me and him, Darby and Joan.
And you're not tempted to jump on a plane somewhere warm?
No, no matter how much I love it.
So you are listening to the advice?
Definitely, oh definitely.
And are Darby and Joan getting on?
No comment.